This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Several states held elections Tuesday in a primary season that could reshape American politics. South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice is the first Republican to lose a re-election bid after voting to impeach former President Trump.
I had hoped that the situation would be reversed, but again, this seat doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the voters, right? And so it's what they want, not what I want.
He was on WPDE-TV. And in a political race that could swing power in the U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt has won the Republican nomination for the Nevada Senate seat. This sets up what's expected to be a fierce November battle against incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. Laxalt has the backing of former President Trump. Today, the Fed's expected to say it's raising its benchmark interest rate, which affects consumer and business loans, by as much as 0.75 percentage point. It's working to cool inflation. A dangerous heat wave has hit much of the Midwest and South, with temperatures hitting triple digits in Chicago and combining with humidity to make it feel even hotter. Residents are being advised to stay indoors if possible, to stay out of the heat. Heavy flooding may keep Yellowstone National Park closed for a week. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Some 10,000 or so visitors inside Yellowstone National Park are out after it was closed by historic flooding. The high water caused by heavy rain and rapid snowmelt wrecked several roads, a number of bridges and buildings, especially in the northern part of the park. Superintendent Cam Shelley tells Montana Now the extent of damage isn't known.
Until we get teams on the ground and can actually assess.
Shelley says the park could be closed a week.
Two police officers have been shot and killed in El Monte, California, a Los Angeles suburb. They were investigating a possible stabbing. The shooter killed after a gun battle with officers, say police. This is AP News. Now the latest on COVID vaccines for kids.
I'm Mike Rossia reporting FDA advisors back Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for older kids. A panel of outside experts advising the Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously Tuesday to endorse Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 6 to 17, saying it is safe and effective.
The benefits do outweigh the risks.
I think the benefits clearly outweigh the risks, but I say that with the comfort being provided that there will be a third dose.
Make it optional because clearly some kids get infected and do just fine.
If the FDA agrees, the Moderna vaccine would be a second option for school-age children and teens joining the Pfizer vaccine. The advisory panel meets again Wednesday to consider Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for children under five. I'm Mike Rossia.
The Dow dropped 151 points yesterday. The S&P fell 14. The Nasdaq rose 19 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.